Roger Devlin's adrift.
Well, that's no reason to be rude to him.
Who was rude? I simply told him he needed more exercise.
You told him, and I quote, to take a long walk off a short pier.
Swimming's good exercise, isn't it?
Hold this.
Anyway, you didn't have to invite him to your birthday party.
Well, I know I didn't have to. I just happen to think he's a very nice boy. The only reason he shows off like that and brags is, well, he feels insecure. You should be a little more understanding. Why are the keys always in the bottom?
We don't stand a chance against all this junk.
Junk? These are all necessities. I felt like I was about to catch cold.
Well, I'm glad you didn't feel like you were about to break a leg. That is, unless you have a pair of collapsible crutches.
Here it is.
Eureka.
Okay, load me up again. I had a wonderful time, Jeff. Just wonderful. Thank you very much. Good night.
Good
night. Jeff.
Yeah?
Good night.
Rika.
Honestly, Mother, he is so funny. You know, he doesn't want anyone to know he's going to walk her home. So he hangs around outside of school, and then he has to absolutely race to catch up with her.
Love comes to Jeffrey Stone.
You know, what gets me is that he thinks he's fooling anybody. He's standing there talking, and then all of a sudden, whoosh, he's off like a shot. By the time he catches up with Angie, he's so out of breath he can barely talk.
Well, now, don't you tease him about it. Male ego is a very delicate thing.
My, whoever thought Jeff would turn out to be a Romeo?
Well, from what you say, it can go either way, Romeo or track star.
Mom! Hey, Mom! Oh, Mom, have you got any...
Do I have any what?
Never mind.
Mother, he won't ask in front of me. It must have something to do with Angie. Need some track shoes to catch up with her after school?
Mary?
All right, Mother, I'm going.
Believe me, it couldn't interest me less anyway.
Jeff, did you ever think of trying roller skates?
Boy, she thinks she's so funny. Ha, period, ha.
Well, she's just teasing. It's one way of showing affection. Now, what was it you wanted?
Have you got any wrapping paper?
What kind?
The kind you wrap in.
What are you going to wrap? Garbage? A present?
I made this birthday present for someone in metal shop. I just knocked it together. What's a key ring?
Oh, it's a beauty. She'll love it.
I didn't say who it was for.
I just put two and two together. Well, you're going to Angie's birthday party on Saturday, aren't you?
Yeah. You gotta bring a present. I mean, it's not like I got a crush on her or anything.
Oh, no, of course not. What did I do with that paper?
You know, I did a pretty good job.
Oh, it's lovely. Oh, here's the paper.
You know, it's practical, too. Angie's got her keys scattered all over her purse. Boy, you should see the junk she carries in that thing. Boy, she could leave the China without packing another thing.
Wouldn't you know, I forgot the flower. Jeff.
Oh, gee, Mom.
I'll tell you what, if you'll get me the flower, I'll finish wrapping that package for you. I'm an expert. I got my letter in package wrapping.
Okay, but handle it carefully. I mean, not that it's important or anything. It's a soft rock.
Jeff didn't mean anything by it, Roger. It's just his way of kidding.
Oh, he's just jealous.
Because of me?
No, because I'm getting a car on my 16th birthday.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, I was just passing by on my way from the market. Just thought I'd drop in.
Who are you kidding? The market's cleared the other way.
So I like to take long cuts. You don't own the streets too, do you?
My mother orders her groceries on the phone. She says it may cost a little more, but it's worth not having the trouble.
Oh, well, you're rich. We don't have a phone at our house. We use carrier pigeons.
Oh, why don't you two quit it?
He started it.
I'll go get us some cookies and milk. Maybe that'll sweeten your personalities. But I doubt it.
Boy, I've been racking my brain and racking my brain.
Well, that shouldn't take long.
I mean about what to get Angie for her birthday.
Why? Have you got a crush on her or something?
Oh, me? I just want to give her something she'll like, that's all. Something nice. Did I tell you my father doubled my allowance?
Only about 100 times. Look, Roger, I'm very impressed. I'm very impressed that you're loaded, okay?
You're just worried Angie'll like my present better than yours.
Here it is, Mom.
Thank you, dear.
Hey, where is it?
What?
The present you wrapped.
Oh, on the table.
Oh. Kind of puny, isn't it?
What's the matter, dear?
Nothing. Just that Roger Devlin bugs me, that's all. Always bragging about how much money he's got.
Oh. Is he going to the party, too?
Yeah. Probably bring Angie an elephant or something just to show off.
Frankly, I think she'll have more use for a key ring.
Hey, I could get her something to go with it.
Well, you could.
Got any $1.37 ideas? That's all I have.
Well, I can't think of anything offhand. But, it's worth $3 to me to get the garage cleaned.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Oh,
hi, Smitty.
Hey, I've been looking all over for you. How about coming down to the park and play ball?
Oh, well, I can't. I've got something to do.
I'll wait. Then we could go over together. What do you got to do?
Well, you see, the thing I've got to do, I've got to do alone. See? Ooh,
private, huh? Hey, you're not going in here, are you?
Me? Now, what would I be doing going in there?
Beats me. Boy, look at all that stuff, will you? It's enough to give you the creeps.
Girls. Smitty, why don't you run along to the ball game, huh?
Don't worry, they'll wait. Look at that stuff.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Bolton. Come see us again. Oh, hello, Jeff. Your mother said you were coming over today.
You can go now, Smitty.
Oh, you can bring your friend. The more the merrier.
Oh, not me. I mean, they're waiting for me. Bye.
He certainly is fast on his feet, isn't he? Shall we, Jeff? Now then, Jeffrey, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm not exactly sure.
Perhaps I can help you. Sit down, Jeff. Now, what is it, a present for Mary?
No, not exactly.
Jeff, don't tell me you have a girl. Oh, Tempest certainly does fugit.
Maybe I should look around myself.
I have just the thing. It just came in. Excuse me. Here it is. A bed jacket. Isn't it a gem? And so cheap. Only $12.98.
$12.98?
Uh-huh. Isn't it amazing? Why, look at all the handwork on the lace.
Well, I think I was thinking about something a little less,
A little less fussy?
Yeah. I mean, yes.
I know just what you mean. Hello, Mrs. Foster.
Well, Mrs. Devlin, I'll get your package. Oh, you must know Jeffrey, Dr. Stone's boy. He just came in to buy a present for a girl.
Oh. Well, I'm so glad you reminded me. I have to pick up something for Roger to take to a birthday party. Do you still have that cashmere sweater you showed me?
Oh, indeed I do. Size 34?
I believe so, and I'd like it in green to match her eyes.
Well, her eyes are blue.
Well, I'm talking about Angie Quinn.
Yes, I know.
Well, Roger said her eyes were green. Green, Mrs. Foster. Green. Oh, that's perfect. You know, Roger has a marvelous memory for details, and if he says her eyes are green, you can be sure they're green. How much is it?
$24.95.
Fine, charge it. And don't bother to wrap it. Just put it in a bag. I'm in a bit of a hurry.
All right.
All we ever hear at our house now is Angie, Angie, Angie. Is she as special as Roger thinks she is?
Mm-hmm. She's okay, I guess.
Well, everyone likes a different type.
Here we are, Mrs. Devlin.
I'm sure Roger will be very happy with your choice. That sweater would really make a hit with any girl. Thank you, Mrs. Foster. Goodbye, Jeffrey. I'll tell Roger I ran into you. Goodbye, Mrs. Devlin. Goodbye. Now then, Jeff, back to you. What color are your girl's eyes?
They're blue, bright blue. They're as blue as that blouse there.
Well, then your problem is solved.
Why, this is the perfect gift. It's pure silk.
Oh, it's very pretty.
And I'll tell you what, since we only have a few of these left, I'm going to give you a special price. It's marked $24.98.
Yes?
But for you, Jeff, $20. Now, what do you say to that?
Charge it.
A present for a girl?
Smitty. Look, Smitty, have you still got that $15 in the bank?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you something, and you can say no if you want to.
No.
I'm not finished.
You're finished. You're finished. That's my life savings, for Pete's sake.
Look, Smitty, I charged $20 to my mom's account, and when that bill comes in, she...
$20? On a girl? Oh, you must be nice. Your voice hasn't even finished changing yet.
Look, Smitty, I'll pay you back.
I'm saving up, you know that.
For what?
I haven't made up my mind yet.
All right, good friend, forget it.
Well, there are lots of things I need. Necessities. A transistor radio. Maybe a cowhide mitt like your uncle sent you. Necessities.
You're right, Smitty. Forget it. I got myself into this mess, so I guess I'll just have to get myself out.
Aw, Jeff, you know if I could, I would. But I can't.
No, 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 don't worry about it. Hey, how'd you like to come over to my house tonight and we can study together? My mom's making a devil's sweet cake.
She is?
Yep.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Hi, dear.
Say, is that devil's sweet cake I smell baking?
Not unless some neighbor has their window open. We're having rice pudding.
How is Angie?
Oh, great. How's Tony Curtis? Mom, you've got the fixings, haven't you? I mean, if you felt like you wanted to bake one.
If I felt like I wanted to bake one.
Oh, well, you see, the thing is, I have this friend that's coming over to study with me tonight, and, well, I happen to know if that's his favorite.
He's up to something.
You see, the thing is, this guy that's coming over, well, you might say he's sort of deprived.
Oh? Well, I guess I could whip one up.
Oh, gee, thanks, Mom.
Who is he?
Who's who?
Your poor, destitute, underprivileged friend.
I merely said he was deprived.
Well, who is he, dear?
Smitty.
Smitty? I told you he was up to something. Smitty, deprived?
Well, he is deprived. Have you ever tasted any of his mother's baking? Well, I sure hate to lose those things, but I guess if you need them, it's the least I could do.
Oh, are you through studying already?
Oh, yeah, Mom. Well, good night, Mrs. Stone.
Well, you're certainly loaded down.
Yeah, good night, Smitty.
Are you borrowing all those things?
Oh, no, I bought them.
Oh, I see.
It was nice studying with you, Smitty. See you at the factory tomorrow.
Smitty, just a moment, please. Jeff,
give the money back to Smitty.
But, Mom, you don't understand.
I'm afraid I do.
But, Mom...
Jeff. Now go up to your room, please.
Good night, Smitty.
Well, good night, Mrs. Stone.
Good night, Smitty.
Thanks again for the devil's food. Sorry Jeff had you bake it for nothing.
Oh, it wasn't exactly for nothing. You see, Dr. Stone is celebrating his sort of 15th anniversary.
Yeah.
First, a word from our sponsor. And then we have a real surprise for you listeners. An interview with a new teenage idol, Bixby Melvin. Bixby's new record just passed the million mark. So, in a minute, folks, we'll find out how it feels to be a teenager with a bank account in the six-figure category.
Six-figure category? Sounds like a coyote with a croup. All you need are the brakes.
I hope my driving was satisfactory, sir.
Not bad, Devlin. Not bad at all.
$100? Oh, you're too generous, sir.
Oh, I know it. But I can afford it in the six-figure category.
Oh, I had a wonderful time, Jeff. It was such a novel idea to fly to Paris for dinner.
Well, I was getting tired of Rome. Us teenage idols are very blasé.
Excuse me, sir, the present for Madame, shall I?
A present for me?
Oh, it's just a little nothing. Get it out of the car, Devlin.
Golly, I'm so excited. What is it, Jeff?
Oh, it's a blouse, blue, to match your eyes.
Her eyes are green, sir.
They're blue and you're fired.
Oh, a blue blouse. Just what I've always wanted. I hope you didn't spend too much money on it.
Oh, a trifle. $20. But I had it gift-wrapped in mink.
Thank you.
Please don't fire me, sir. What will I do?
Tell your father to double your allowance. There we are. There we are. There you are. There you go. Thank you. I'm sorry about this. When you're a teenage idol, you just can't call your life your own.
Oh, I think it's thrilling. I hope you'll call me again.
Oh, I will, even if it's long distance. Money means nothing to me.
Golly, I'm so excited I can't find my keys.
It's funny you should say that.
Why?
Well, it's a song cue. That happens to be the title of my latest hit recording.
Oh, Jeff, would you sing it, please?
A teenage idol is always a servant to his public.
And hold her tight, but right then the time begins to drag when she starts searching through her bag.
She says, just a moment, please. I can't find my keys. And here's what happens while he's waiting for a squeeze.
She pulls out lipstick, powder, bubble gum, and bobby pins, but she can't find her keys. She can't find her keys. Mail, file, school books, and autograph of baby, and she can't find with these. But I'm standing here waiting for a good night kiss, 'cause she can't find her keys.
She can't find her keys.
I give up, go home and go. With her I keep, walk her home, we start to kiss and then it all starts happening again.
She says, just a moment please, always waiting for a squeeze.
She pulls out gumdrops, glasses, magazines, and tangerines, but she can't find her keys.
Her keys!
Presley records, full spray and jelly beans, but she can't find her keys.
Her keys!
Eyebrow pencils, perfume and potato chips, and portable batteries. But I'm standing here waiting for a goodnight kiss, cause she can't find her keys. Pretzels in a monkey wrench, tennis racket, army cuts, pumpkin seeds and coffee pots, watermelons, gold balls, a rabbit's foot and French toast, fire hydrant, ash can, TV set, electric fan, but she can't find her keys.
Jeff? Jeff?
Yeah? Mom, I guess I was daydreaming.
About new ways to take advantage of your friends? Look, Jeff.
Mom, before you say anything, I was desperate.
Desperate?
Wait, you see, when I went to get Angie's present, Roger's mother came in. And you know what she got Roger to give to Angie? A sweater, a cashmere sweater.
Oh.
I saw this blouse, and, well, it was real silk. I charged it to you, $20. That's why I had to sell that stuff to Smitty.
You felt that your present had to equal Roger's.
That's right. But, Mom, I'll work it off. I won't take any allowance, and I'll pay back every penny of it. I promise.
All right, Jeff.
You mean you're not mad at me?
Well, it wasn't the right thing to do, but I can understand your feelings. It's just that I'm a little disappointed, that's all.
Disappointed?
In Angie. I didn't know that Angie was a shallow girl.
Well, she's not.
But, Jeff, any girl who is impressed with the size of a present rather than the thought that goes into it...
Well, Mom, you got it all wrong. She's not like that at all. Well, she wouldn't care how much a present costs her. I'll take the blouse back in the morning. I guess $20 is too much for a guy my age.
Good night, honey.
Good night, Mom.
Here. Well, I was just returning a present.
What are you doing here?
Oh, nothing. I mean, I was just passing by.
Want to go bowling?
Not now. I mean, I'll meet you. I got something I got to do first.
Oh, something private, huh?
Yeah, kind of. You go ahead and reserve an alley.
Oh, no, no. I've got loads of time. I'll wait for you.
I said it was private.
You're not going in there, are you? Your voice hasn't even finished changing yet. You're going to buy a present for a girl?
It's Mitchie's birthday next week. I just got to bring her a present. That doesn't mean I got a crush on her.
Smitty, you want to save yourself a lot of time and trouble?
Sure.
Make her a key ring.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation. from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.